Last week we looked at the idea that many feel they aren't good enough, that they make too many mistakes. If you remember right, I commented that one thing that I hear that a lot of people say is, oh, if I walked into that church preacher, say it with me, the ceiling would fall in, right? Or sometimes they say the plaster would fall off the ceilings. And like I said last week, I enjoy that because I can say, well, you're in luck. We don't have plaster when they say that to me. But, we could look at every biblical example, those lifted up in Hebrews and those lifted up throughout the entire Old Testament of the Bible and New Testament. And every single one made mistakes. Every single one. And last week when we focused on Abram, we heard about his mistakes. But he continued moving forward, amen? And that is, even though through those terrible mistakes that he made, he is still considered one of the great faithful people of the Bible. And he is considered the founding father of the Hebrew faith. And so today I want to look at another reason why people don't respond to God's call on their life, and that is fear. Fear. Well, Eric, I really didn't hear that much fear in that scripture for today. So what are you talking about, Eric? I want to see that. So let's take a look in Judges chapter 6, verse 11. Now listen to this. The angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. Fear. Where is the fear in there? Well, I was doing a little research, and I've mentioned this before, but I found some pictures. And how many here have sifted wheat or separated the wheat from the chaff before? Anybody here? Who here knows what that is? Yeah. All right. So today we have machines to do that, don't we? But you should know the principle even though you're using the machine. Well, I found some pictures of what an ancient wine press looked like. See that hole right there, that square hole? It ranged from 2 feet to 4 feet deep. That's a wine press. And you would put grapes in the bottom of it, and you'd stand in there and you'd stomp, right? Okay? Another picture of an ancient wine press is right there, two together, so you could talk while you were doing it, right? This was probably a guy's wine press. This was probably... Anyway. Just kidding. Feels good to laugh, though, doesn't it? Yeah. All right. Now, if you know how to sift wheat, you probably know where I'm going with this. And this is a terrible picture. If I were to blow it up the size of the screen, all you would see is a big blur. But this is the only thing I could find of a fella trying to separate chaff from the wheat. And what you hopefully can see is he has a rather long shovel there, and he would take the wheat, scoop it up, and throw it in the air, and the breeze would blow through and blow the chaff away, but the wheat is heavy enough that it falls to the ground. Okay? So here is how you sift wheat. This is a wine press. Wheat, wine press. Wheat. I love playing with this button. That's why it bothers me when it doesn't work. So, yes, we do fight over the remote controls in our house. All right. So do you understand? Here's a wine press. The grapes would be in there. They'd stomp, right? Making juice. All right, and this is the correct way to do sifting wheat. Sometimes it's in a shelter where the sides are all open so the wind will blow through, but that's an example of how it's done. So, Eric, what is the big deal? Okay, I get your point. Well, do you remember what the scripture said? That Gideon was beating out wheat In what? The wine press.